It is a horrible misinterpretation of the theological fact of dispensationalism. It is a dismantling.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that this moment affords me, I'm sitting around thinking, all of a sudden this dropping of the tithe is in hallowed corridors it's being spoken.
Oh my.
And I thought, am I late?
No.
But then God, right in this room,
yes,
God said, this man will open the doors for you to say this.
I'm going to do it.
And
I'm
man,
gonna do it.
This Abrahamic tithe is as real as anything else in the book,
yes.
And it's new. It's
new.
It's no Gentile ever had it, no foreign king. The Jews didn't manufacture it. It became God and Abraham together.
Yeah, because tonight you are going to be exposed to a revelation of God. Now, you hear me. I've been doing this 47 years full time, and I know the anointing, and I know revelation knowledge, and I know the precious touch of God on a word. I know what's in season. You see, I understand the moving of God's Holy Spirit by His goodness and His grace, by His mercy upon my life. We're going to share live here tonight on Breakthrough a revelation that has been divinely sent. You know, a word will germinate. It will, it's not always, preacher, for God gave me this yesterday, so I'm going to give it today. No, that's someone that just prepares sermons and don't prepare their heart, you see. Anybody can be a preacher, all you need is 3 points in a poem. But if you want to be a man or woman of God, you got to have an altar somewhere. You got to have the presence of God. The gentleman, in the strictest sense of the word, that is my guest tonight, recently came to Dominion Camp Meeting 35 with his grandson, Jason, beautiful wife, Jessica Avanzini. Jason was ordained in City Harvest Network, and we are so humbled and so proud to have a young man of such legacy named among us. We're thrilled. His grandfather is with me tonight. And if you've ever turned on Christian television, you already know him. He's educated the entire body of Christ around the world on the subject of biblical economics. This very afternoon, we sat down for just a brief few moments, and he changed my life. I heard things I have never heard. I was exposed to revelation knowledge that I'd never, ever seen, never read. And it is for this very moment in the body of Christ. He's been carrying it for 20 or 30 years, never released it. I am so deeply honored to welcome my dear friend, the legend, Brother John Avanzini. Welcome.
Wow.
Welcome.
My goodness. Bless
and
you,
Jason,
sir.
Too.
And Jason.
We'll say hello to Jason.
My grandson.
Yes, beautiful grandson. Full of the same anointing, I might add.
He is revelatory himself.
Yes, he is.
It has transferred. So many children, so many grandchildren.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, where's it at?
Yes.
And Jason.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Well, he's worthy.
Praise God.
He's a blessing.
Brother John, I want you to just open up and just share from your heart what this revelation that the Lord deposited in you is all about.
Well, Pastor, this vortex that is loosed upon some of the greatest among us.
Yeah.
As they're drawn into this antinomianism, this grace movement.
Yes.
But I don't think people understand, but it's a path.
Yeah.
Number one, it'll be the first shoe that falls will be the end of the tithe.
The end of the tithe.
And that we're hearing now across the land and around the world. And then subtly, this same spirit that's in the world, this awoke spirit of dismantling.
Dismantling.
That spirit is now in our midst, as this book might not be so. And the and the Old Testament
right.
is not for today.
Right.
And what is terrible if yeah. it stopped there.
Yeah.
But the end of it is where it's inclusivism, where everyone gets saved.
Everyone's saved, no matter what they do.
You don't have to do anything.
Everybody's going to heaven. Yeah.
But
yeah.
the main threat today
yeah.
is this threat against the tithe.
Yes.
And I can see very quickly, and we both have kind of, we both saw this, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, you have a continuous sharing of the increase with God.
Okay.
People call it the tithe. It's sharing the increase with God. It starts in the garden with that tree that they bestow labor on, but they can't eat of it. This revelation that begins in the garden, this sharing the increase.
Sharing the increase.
And that's how it manifests itself. And then we see it there with Abel, as Abel has more structure to that
okay.
sharing,
okay.
as he's taking the best and the fat thereof, and he's bringing it, and the echoes of the tithe is already in what he says.
Wow.
And then you see again when Noah
uh-huh.
comes out of the flood, and Noah now is the richest man in the world. Everything belongs to him, and he takes 1/7. Now listen, not 1/7 of the produce, but
right,
the 1/7 of the producer. These are the breed stock.
My God.
Millions of creatures
My
he
God.
Sacrificed that day. Millions.
My God.
Not the firstborn of anything, but the bringer forth of things.
The bringer forth. Hallelujah.
So we come now and we see Abraham.
Okay.
When Abraham comes into that Melchizedek meeting, which
everything's going to change now.
And I want to come back to that.
Okay.
But it drops again whenever you see Jacob pick it up.
Right.
And then you come on down and you see it in the 7th chapter of Hebrews.
Yeah.
And then in the last book.
This is thrilling.
You find them coming into the New Jerusalem,
yeah.
bringing finances.
My.
Time is the word used, is the word for money.
Ooh.
They're bringing money. Into
my God.
So, but there now is a little overview.
Yes.
But now, this thing today of the tithing is not for today.
Uh-huh.
But let me point out that the tithe is not new to the Jew.
Okay.
Those you can pick up that literature from other nations of the time.
Okay.
Everybody was tithing. Tithing was a way that money was raised.
Okay.
And so the Jews used it. But when Abraham tithed.
Right.
This is a different tithe. There's never been a tithe like that, because this was a tithe.
Oh, Jesus.
This was a tithe with no increase.
A tithe with no increase.
No increase. And when you read that, and I didn't know whether I was going to say this or not, but when you read there about the owner of heaven and earth,
yeah.
Abraham, and then the owner of heaven, he went into business with God.
Think of that.
Yeah.
He went into business with God. They now are operating a universe, an earth,
yes.
a universe. And this tithe that he's bringing forth
in covenant.
Is the Abrahamic tithe.
Yes.
It is not the tithe that has anything to do with the law.
Right.
It's the Abrahamic tithe. And this tithe is so unique. When God comes to Abraham,
yeah.
that word that's used there, the terror.
Yeah, terror.
There's no English word for it. There's no Hebrew word for it. What it is, it's a total opening of every emotion that a man has, because now he's come into the unbuffered presence of God.
Oh, my.
And
oh
he said the only thing it can be called is a horror.
Oh, my.
But something new happened. Now, the Bible says, he said, you can't call me rich. You can't say you made me rich.
Right.
Because that had been the story about Abraham.
Okay.
I mean, this was told
okay.
everywhere. Well, he's rich, yeah, but Egypt made him
Abimelech.
Rich, and Abimelech made him rich.
Yeah.
Yep. But now, this time, he tithes and there was no increase. Something new started.
My God.
Something new started. The Abrahamic tithe.
Yeah.
The Abrahamic tithe. And today, as you come down through time,
yeah,
if you are born again, if you're a Christ, then you're Abraham's seed.
Yes.
And today, as we tithe, we are the children of Abraham.
Yes.
And we are in that new bargain with God, and I won't go into it now, but running the planet and the universe and the wealth, yeah, of not just, listen, this is peanuts, yeah, wealth that, yes, will, yes, be throughout eternity,
yes,
as we rule and reign with, woo, Him throughout this universe.
My great God.
And this thing is so strong. Mm. It's so strong. I shared with you a little today about, yeah, Malachi.
Yeah, I was praying you'd go to Malachi.
Are you open to Malachi?
I want you
okay,
to go to Malachi.
Well,
because I've heard a lot from Malachi, but I have never heard what I heard today.
When you get in Malachi, the book itself, the, yep, first two chapters are to the Old Testament.
Okay.
But something happens in the second chapter.
All right.
Something so unique happens in the second chapter, and tradition has made this word of no effect.
Mm.
The traditions
you
of our
make
fathers.
The word of the Lord
of no effect
through your traditions. Did you get that? So we're not about traditions here. We're about the book, because the book is right and they're wrong.
Now,
and Brother Avanzini's going to walk us through it here.
When you're in the Old Testament and you hear of the coming of the Lord,
okay,
you must decide, is it the first coming or the second coming?
Okay.
Now, if I say today, you know, the coming of the Lord is near,
yeah,
I don't have to define which coming, because
true,
one is behind us.
True.
But you have to be highly discerning whenever you look at a... So we see here in Malachi 3:1.
Okay.
Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly...
Suddenly.
The first coming was not sudden.
No.
First coming was not, yeah, sudden.
Oh, my goodness.
He was
going somewhere.
He was in the womb, planted,
yeah,
in the womb of Mary.
Yeah.
Gestated 9 months.
9 months.
Born.
Yeah.
30 years in obscurity.
30.
And then 3 years of ministry, and then taken off the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So there, here
one
we have,
suddenly.
Shall suddenly come to his temple. He said, he didn't come to the temple the first time.
No.
He said, destroy this thing, turn,
yeah,
it down. I will build a temple.
Now, don't miss that.
I will build a temple,
says,
and I'm coming back for that temple, woo, the temple of the Holy Ghost, the church.
There it is.
And even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. No one delighted in the old covenant.
No.
The new covenant is where the delight is.
Yes, they didn't delight in him coming then either. They put him in a barn.
Whom you delight in, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? First coming, anybody could abide.
Right.
Yeah.
Woman taken in adultery, she's thrown on the... He kneels down next to her. People coming around the corner think he was taken in adultery with her.
There you go.
He identified with,
yes,
the sinner.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
See, we're not talking about the first coming. This is
can't
a... And it just keeps getting richer. It says, but who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth.
Yeah.
There it is.
I mean, this second coming will be an appearing. See, we're talking now about the appearing of the Lord. He is coming, and this judgment's everywhere around this thing.
Yeah, judgment.
For he is like a refiner's fire,
yeah,
and like fuller's soap.
Yeah.
This is judgment.
Yeah, judgment.
This when you come back to that tithe that Abraham brought.
Yeah.
I am staggered by it. The English language just breaks down all around,
sure,
the 14th, yeah, and 15th chapter.
Yeah.
It just breaks down because something so intensely personal,
yeah,
that even they run out of words. Horror. What kind of horror would it be to be around,
right,
God?
Right.
But something is happening that is,
yeah,
so, yeah, intensive.
They can't even describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, but this is a tithe, and he wasn't increased.
Right.
That's a beginning. That is a start. That's where God was the first time that the offering was. I have never said this before. That was the first time. That was the first time God ever had the increase shared with him. Nothing was received by him.
Hmm. Oh my!
You follow? So now,
yes.
So now this is duplicating again, in with Abraham, this Abrahamic tithe, and he received nothing. He said, "Look."
Abraham, yeah, just
yeah,
Abraham, nothing.
Abraham,
but
yeah,
he tithed.
Right.
Yeah.
He tithed, see, but
think
now.
Think of that.
But now then comes this covenant. And see, it's laid out over the 18th verse of the 14th chapter, the 18th verse of the 15th chapter.
Okay.
In there, a few days pass.
All right.
But with God, it's one meeting. Melchizedek. Yeah.
One.
Melchizedek.
And then
King of Sodom.
He lifts a hand.
Yeah.
He says, you will be my source.
Yeah.
He says, we're going in business together.
You will be the
possessor of heaven and earth.
Yeah.
And me the possessor.
And you will be my source comes from no man can make me rich.
Yeah.
No man.
No, you will not tell any man that you made me rich.
That's what he said.
But he's really, what he's really has happened in the meeting with Melchizedek, if Melchizedek is not Jesus, then we have a fourth eternal being running around the universe somewhere.
He is Jesus. Yeah, I agree.
And he's met with Jesus, and this new covenant is cut.
Yeah.
And it is to the point of almost frying his brain, is what they're trying to tell us on the terror that came.
Right, right.
And then something new starts. There's a whole new breed of people on the planet. Mm-hmm. They're the sons of Abraham. They're the seed of Abraham.
They're heirs
to a promise. And that promise is that I will be your source.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will be your source.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I tithe ignorantly. I tithe as ignorant as I was taught, just obedience. And people say tithe is a problem. I was taught as a young Baptist boy in the Baptist Bible Fellowship, it's a ladder that's going to get you out of your problems.
Yeah. Right.
So I was on a ladder. I was on 7%, 8%, 9%.
There you go.
I was coming out. I was coming out of problems. But man, now I realize this thing was not this thing that was incorporated or what they say incorporated
into the law.
No, this is new.
New.
It's brand new. No one has ever participated in it except the born again.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
No one's ever participated in that. And it's a covenant.
Yes.
It's a covenant, see. And this day God's in.
Yeah.
He's meeting with Melchizedek. He's explaining to that king that the problem is you're getting all your stuff back. I'm not getting anything from you. I got a new source.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Glory be to God.
What a day. What a day we're in.
We're in it.
My heart is attached to some of those that are moving away from us.
Absolutely.
I mean, at the roots of my being.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, we can't follow that.
No.
Yeah.
Because there's we start talking about it, it said not one jot, one tittle will be removed. And we're talking about this book might not be.
Right.
And the Old Testament isn't.
No, no.
And then no Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right.
It is disassembling the foundations.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a horrible misinterpretation of the theological fact of dispensationalism. It is a dismantling.
Yeah.
And Jesus, he came in the volume of the book. The whole thing.
Yeah. Yes,
the old and the new revealed, the new and the old concealed. Yeah. It all flows together. And all scripture must be interpreted in the light of all other scripture.
Yes.
You know, Brother Rod, as I sit here, my revelation over the years has been in biblical economics.
Yeah.
And this is wonderful, adventurous things we're talking about. But the basic foundation of why I'm here, that you and I know each other, is because God wants his people to prosper.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
He wants them to increase.
Yes.
And he has a plan for that. He has a plan for that.
Right.
You know, a lot of people think, well, it's offering time, it's time to get money from God's people. No, no, no. It's time that God has a plan to get money to God's
people. To God's people.
Yeah.
And it was so powerful I was with Dr. Morris Cirillo in Aba, Nigeria.
Yes. Oh.
And God sent his Holy Ghost in the form of a massive light into my room.
Wow.
And just broke to me that, John, I'm not trying to get money from my people.
Mm-hmm.
And he started this and opened some things to me.
Yes.
And then a season of, do you want to get your life in line with being this person?
Right.
Or I'll get someone else.
Think of that. Same thing he told Catherine Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I'd never heard that, but that's exactly the same person must be, because that's what he said to me.
Yep.
He said, you get these things right, or I'll get someone else.
My goodness. That's
and
right.
And from glory unto glory, and then he showed me, and you know this, I'll just say something to your people.
Yes, please.
You may not get out of, I don't know who I'm talking to, but you may not get out of debt in one day.
No.
But today you're going to know that you're coming out of debt. Today.
Amen.
Today.
Amen. Amen.
This day.
This day. I mean, he's going to break debt.
Yes.
I mean, I feel it like a force running out of the television set.
Just like healings, Brother John. Some are healed instantly. Some are healed over a progression.
Progressively, yes, sir.
Yeah. So it's the same way with coming out of debt.
Yeah.
You know, some folks are in so much debt because that's what this system is built on.
Yeah, very
it's
much.
Built on yes. debt.
You know. The biggest miracle of getting out of debt is getting to even. Once you're to even, you're on the road
there
home.
There you go.
But there are people right now.
Talk to them.
You're going to plant a seed. You're going to plant it right here into this good ground. And I'm going to speak a word of increase. I'm going to speak bondage
speak
of debt is going to be broken.
Speak it, Brother John.
I mean, there may be other increases, but if you're zeroed in with me, you will be saying goodbye to debt. In the name of Jesus, I agree. It's going to be broken.
I agree.
Can't stand. It's of this world. It's of the other system.
It's
not of the Abrahamic system.
No. Mm.
It is not a part of God's plan for your life.
No.
You know in your heart. Yeah. Someone right
there it is.
Right now, you know
there
in your heart.
There it is.
That I'm talking to you.
Yes.
And in the name of Jesus, you will be debt free. In the name of Jesus, the power of debt is being broken off of you. In Jesus' name. Even now. But let me say this. Just like my son James Payne tells you, these things grow out of seeds.
Yes, they do.
And you're going to plant an out-of-debt seed tonight. And some of you, it'll be, you know the amount of an offering, it's like the little woman with the two mites.
True.
God looks right through the envelope. He looks in your heart.
There it is. Yeah.
He can't set a vow. I can't get into that. It's a whole other difference.
No.
He wants right now to touch you, and if it's a large gift or small, he's going to do it. But if you'll do what he tells you,
that's it.
And there's some very large gifts right now God's talking to you, and you can just believe it. You can believe it.
Just believe it.
I mean, you can believe it. People will drive to my city for me to lay hands on an offering they're going to make to another ministry.
Sure they will.
And right now, I'm ready to make it. I'm going to make that prayer tonight before
we
get off the air.
Praise God.
Debt will be broken. Debt will be broken out of your life.
Yes, God.
And it's not going to be sluggish.
Yeah.
It's going to come rapidly.
Hallelujah.
I love that word.
Rapidly.
It's going to come in your life.
I love it.
I hope I'm okay in saying that, sir, but that's just overwhelmed. This other discussion got sidetracked.
God sent you here. First of all, I believe all things are prophetic.
Yes, sir.
Just believe.
Yeah.
Change your thinking, your believing about your giving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing's leaving. You're making room and something's coming.
Yes.
Amen. That's the way God wants us to live.
Amen.
But there you are. You've got a seed in your hand.
Yeah.
It's not going to do one thing for you there. But if you sow it.
Yes.
It goes away from you. It actually goes into a wealthy place. Do you know where it goes? To our Melchizedek.
Yes,
to our high priest.
Yes.
And if he's still receiving tithes, who are we to stop giving them?
Come on.
Hallelujah. Amen. So I want you tonight to get ready. It's right there on the screen how you can sow. What a time for this word. Don't miss out on it.
Yeah.
He's about to pray for you now. So prepare yourself. Get ready. Get quiet before the Lord, because a powerful prayer, not any prayer, a prayer of faith that changes things is about to come forth for you right now as Jason and I agree and you receive as Dr. Avanzini prays.
Father, we begin by thanking you that there's more than enough. You would not create a planet and put more people on it than there would be substance for. Exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. But God, tonight I come with my brothers, my sisters that have allowed the spirit of death to come upon them. And
God,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
we resist.
We break that spirit.
Yes.
Yes,
we
God.
Curse it.
Yes.
We see it fall.
Yes. In Jesus' name.
And now, ministering angels come.
Thank you,
witnessing
God. Thank you.
What's about to happen.
Yes, Lord.
As debts start being
Thank
canceled
you,
and removed. And my brothers and sisters come out of debt.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the strong name of Jesus.
Mighty name.
Be blessed.
Yes.
And go, devil, go.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, the phones have been busy, so very, very busy, all throughout this amazingly anointed broadcast of your breakthrough. And right now, that's your chance, your opportunity to call, to text, whatever seed the Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart, to sow in faith, to sow with great expectancy. We're here long after the broadcast, as those of you that have been watching for over 40 years know, to receive your call. We're ready to pray with you as well. So follow us, subscribe, like on all the Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, rodparsley.com. And don't forget, I'm praying for you twice every single day. And I know the manifestation of God's revenant revival spirit is upon you. I'll see you next time right here on your breakthrough.
There are many faithful followers of Christ right now that are on the edge of their greatest miracle harvest. You've heard the instruction from God's prophets. It's time to change who you're in covenant with. When you plant your seed in the rich soil of breakthrough, your seed will bring the gospel to millions around the world. Please call now. Today's program will end in just a few seconds. Prayer partners are ready to take your call, or use your smartphone and log on to rodparsley.com.
This is the summer your life changes forever. Valor Christian College Summer Internship, June 17th through July 12th.
Experience a generational anointing with impartation from Dr. Rod Parsley and hands-on application with business and ministry leaders in media, event planning, outreach, production, finance, music, and beyond.
All culminating with Dominion Camp Meeting. Pastors, immerse your staff in free training.
Prospective students, encounter the spirit-charged atmosphere on the campus of the School of Revival, creating lasting memories and lifelong friendships.
Registration plus room and board are free, but you must be 18 years or older to apply. Lives will be changed.
Futures secured.
Destinies altered.
At Valor Christian College Summer Internship, June 17th through July 12th.
Spots are filling up fast, so register today at theevent.vip.
A short investment of time can yield game-changing results. 10 minutes to tranquility from Dr. Rod Parsley will give you supernatural strength and comfort through the power of the Holy Spirit. Begin and end each day with the peace that passes all understanding. Learn the keys by requesting your free copy of 10 Minutes to Tranquility. Call or visit rodparsley.com.